Welcome to SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio today is Scott Gerz, the founder of the Historical European Martial Arts Club here at SEMO. Scott, go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
I'm Scott Gerz. I'm 19. I'm a sophomore and recently, this semester rather, changed my major to HP, or Historic Preservation.
Oh, well, welcome in. I've talked with quite a few Historic Preservation majors lately.
There's a lot of interesting stuff going on in the HP world, so.
Mm-hmm. A lot of that experiential learning has been, like, really cool projects. I've just loved to hear about them. But could you tell me about the Historical European Martial Arts Club?
So, Historical European Martial Arts, or HEMA, as it's, like, colloquially known, is a lot of reading old manuscripts from the 1400s, 1500s, 1500s, and learning how to swing swords practically. You see a lot of like Olympic fencing, and it's very point-based. It's very one and done. You hit first and then you pull back and you reset. Historical European martial arts is a little bit more flow-based. It's learning how to use stuff like long swords or short swords or hand and a halves, which is a lot of technical terminology. The coolest part in my experience having founded the club is getting to teach people and show people there's more to swords than just kind of the knightly aspects like the, oh, chivalry and dragons and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, outside of the medieval times aesthetic.
Yeah.
How does a club like that get started? What was the inspiration and how do you garner that kind of niche audience?
It's a lot broader of an audience than you would anticipate. People who are interested in Ren Faires and D&D and martial arts, again, Historical European martial arts. So it's not just like it's a really nerdy and niche thing. It's something that can be enjoyed by everybody, from somebody who is a little bit of a meathead like myself, all the way to somebody who's really interested in learning the history of the martial arts itself. We don't just talk about the techniques. We also talk about the time period. We actually had Dr. Frank Lacopo in one of the first meetings come in and talk about the late medieval period and turning it into the Renaissance, where we're kind of focused at. So think 1200, 1300, all the way up until 1600, 1700. Is kind of the span of martial arts that we really focus on.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it's mostly Western styles from what I understand.
Yeah. It's European, so it's a lot of German, Italian, French, English. All of those impacted our techniques that we study. Also, there's a little bit of saber. Saber is not as popular, but you see like the Ottoman style or Russian style sabers, Cossack would be the more technical term, where it's single hand dueling and it's very, I think the word would be dynamic. It would be interesting to watch. It would be interesting to have people interested in more than just like the rapier and longsword. Saber is personally my favorite style of fencing just because of how fluid and dynamic it is. All martial arts are fluid, but watching the curved blade go back and forth and swing very quickly is always going to be something that's super cool to watch.
Right. I know we have here at SEMO a stage combat class. Do you work at all with them?
I have not reached out to them yet, but we do have some people from River Campus, and one of them was like, hey, you should reach out to this person who would be outstanding to have come in and talk about how it looks in a less formal or less contact-orientated style and more showy and flourishy.
Theatrical.
Theatrical.
Do you get a lot of interest, especially right now when there's like a lot of different Ren Faires happening in the area?
We're in a weird spot. Cape Girardeau is in kind of a pocket where we don't have any Ren Faires. There's some in Memphis. There's some in St. Louis. There's some in like Little Rock in northern Arkansas. One of the goals that I have actually is to, within the next 2 or 3 years, establish a Ren Faire here, which is going to take a lot of legwork. I'll need to talk to people in the city
of
Cape and vendors especially, which I was hoping to be able to maybe put something out about contacting me to get vendors into an event like that. SEMO HEMA will be in the community doing cool stuff. We are looking at maybe using some spaces around campus and showing off some of the stuff that we've been working on.
That would be
technique-wise.
Awesome.
So look out for that. Maybe, you know, sometime soon you'll see us doing some combatives on like the small stage next to the academic hall or, you know, just around campus in general. Those are going to be more like pop-up events as people like have the time to show up, you know, spar a little bit. But
cool.
We will have organized events where we're demonstrating and talking about it.
I was going to ask, where can people find you?
So you can find us on Involve. You can also find us on Instagram with HEMA_@_SEMO. Right now, that's all we have. We also have a Discord server, which is attached to the Instagram. That'll be our main format for internal communication, but the Instagram is going to be our biggest external communicator for events and fundraising and stuff like that. Because unfortunately, HEMA is a very expensive sport. That's why I'm trying to get the university to cover a lot of the upfront costs for like sparring equipment, whether that's safety or the swords themselves.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming to the studio and speaking with me today.
All right.
And thank you, dear listener, for tuning into this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.